In agricultural news, lawmakers from Missouri River Basin states urged the president to maintain the status quo on river management. The legislative delegations from North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Kansas sent a joint letter to President Barack Obama urging him to refrain from declaring an emergency on the Mississippi River due to economic losses from reduced barge traffic. The letter also suggests the president does not have the authority to make such a declaration. A group of senators, congressmen, and governors from Illinois, Louisiana, and several other lower Mississippi River states sent a letter to the president last week asking him for assistance. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner over the weekend repeatedly cited farm subsidies as one type of government spending the Obama administration would like to cut to deal with the federal deficit. Geithner did not provide details on how the Obama administration would cut farm subsidies, but the president's previous budget proposals have called for elimination of the direct payments program, some small cuts to conservation programs, and a modernization of the crop insurance program. The administration has said that a combination of these cuts would save $32 billion over 10 years. The Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics and Sciences today says that dry conditions led it to trim its forecast for Australia's main winter wheat crop to 22 million metric tons in the financial year ending 2013. That's down 500,000 tons from its September estimate and 26% below last year's record crop. Darden Restaurants offered a weak view for its fiscal second quarter and cut its guidance for the year. For the quarter ending November 25th, Darden expects per-share earnings from continuing operations between 25 and 26 cents. Darden expects U.S. same-restaurant sales for the quarter to fall 2.7% for Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and Longhorn Steakhouse. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.